coming to you from a basement somewhere in Pennsylvania. It's Tenebrewski with the Stench of Truth.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Stench of Truth. Some thoughts on the World Health Organization declaring level 6 pandemic for the swine flu. At a previous couple videos about the swine flu and how the swine flu is being used as a control factor in society, it has been pointed out by many people and should be pointed out yet again that the swine flu is much less deadly than the regular flu that people die from every year. The reason why there is a pandemic being declared now is so that things can be implemented in order to control society and to control people. There are many factors that are going on within our own government in the United States and within the governments of countries around the world in an effort to control people. And what we're seeing with the swine flu pandemic level 6 declaration is an ability to enact laws, procedures, or other things that the powers that be want to put into place. They now have a framework to do so by declaring this a pandemic. Even though, as I've said, and as many others have said, the swine flu is much less deadly than the normal fucking flu. They now have a framework in place in order to implement things that they normally would not be able to do because people would be crying out against it. Bear in mind that a lot of things that are going on in the government, behind the scenes and out in the open right now, are happening in the midst of a great deal of incredible activity going on in this country and elsewhere. We have a supposed radical right person, Jew hater, shooting up a museum in Washington, D.C. and killing a security guard. We have the World Health Organization declaring level 6 pandemic for the swine flu, which is much less deadly than the regular flu. Why isn't there a fucking flu pandemic every fucking flu season whenever thousands of people die? The reason why is because it's something everybody is used to. When you say swine flu, all of a sudden people are like, oh, it's something new and different and scary. So it's very easy. Declare a pandemic, and now you can put a framework in place to enact laws, procedures, and other things that are necessary to control people. Everything is moving towards more control, more ways to direct our lives, more ways to control our behavior, and more ways to control our ability to speak out, to gather, to do anything to protest what is going on against us in our own governments and in the governments of the world and by the elite controllers of our societies. We are living in very dangerous fucking times. Every day there is more and more evidence of this increasing control being placed upon us and frameworks for it to be extended further in the future. If you have not figured anything out yet, you better quit scratching your fucking ass and realize that things are coming to a fucking head. You know, you don't even have time or the ability to try and effect change on any single particular policy that's coming forward because there are too many things being thrown at us. Too many things to deal with. How can you say, I don't support this, or demand that your congressman listen to you when you have a fucking problem, whenever there are 90 things being thrown at you in the fucking news every fucking day? This is a sign, and this is where it's headed. Total fucking control in every way to flood our senses and to prevent us from being able to mount any kind of opposition to any plans that the government or the elites behind the scene have planned for us by flooding us day in and day out with more and more and more until we cannot sort out any issues from any other issues because they're all blended together in one giant mishmash of bullshit being thrown down our fucking throats. I'm tired of being a fucking victim. I want to be proactive, and I think everybody needs to be proactive. Do what you can to prepare yourself and your family, and do what you can to try to wake up the stupid fucking morons who still sit there and watch their stupid sports and their stupid TV shows and don't give a crap about anything that's going on, and yet cry and mumble and murmur whenever they hear about some new fucking thing that they have to deal with, and yet do nothing about it. But what can we do? There's a lot we can do. We need to start doing something. We really need to start doing something. Everybody, in any way, as small a way as you can do to as much of an impact as you can have. I don't want to be a victim, and I don't think anybody who watches my videos wants to be a victim anymore. Don't let the flood of information coming into your life destroy any ability on your part to answer anything that you find offensive and that you don't want to deal with. Pick your fucking shots and take them. Don't stop. Not now, not ever. Thank you. Good night.
The Stench of Truth is brought to you by Tenet Brewsty. You can find him on YouTube.